This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, we are now just 3 days away from the budget hacking we've come to know as the sequester. It'll cut $85 billion out of the federal budget by September. That sounds severe, but as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, it's not unprecedented.
So it turns out there are quite a few times, actually, when we've had big spending cuts.
In 1982, there was an agreement to cut spending by $280 billion over 3 years.
John Makin is a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute. In current dollars, he says that's double what we're looking at now.
Those spending cuts were sharper over 3 years.
Then it happened again in the 1990s. The government cut defense spending after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Bill Gale is with the Brookings Institution.
The difference, though, is that that was taking place in an economy that could absorb the cuts.
In the 90s, economic growth from the tech boom helped compensate for lower federal spending. Right now, Gale points out, the economy is weak. It's growing, but pretty slowly.
The issue isn't just the size of the spending cuts. It's that we're doing spending cuts at all in this environment.
But John Makin with AEI disagrees.
When is there going to be a good time? We have to recognize that there's this very intrinsic conflict between keeping the economy growing at a good, solid pace and reducing the deficit.
The question of timing aside, what's really different now is how indiscriminate the looming budget cuts are.
It will fall like an axe with no priorities, no nothing. The people will be damned irritated.
Alan Simpson is a former Republican senator. He's been trying, in vain, to forge a political compromise on spending and taxes. He says one thing that won't get sequestered is finger-pointing.
The parties will try to see who to pin the blame on, and that's a great game. But, should be America first, party second. Sick idea.
When it comes to budget cuts, the blame game is something with plenty of historical precedent. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.